is Ruth Weiner speaking, along with my partner, Marcy Schwartz. We are interviewing Betty Heppner on October 31st, 1996, at her home at Beechwood Boulevard. Mrs. Heppner, we're so happy to be talking with you today.
All right, let me ask you first if you can tell me something about your family, your mother and father, their background.
My mother and father came to Pittsburgh as newlyweds. My mother was born in New York City, and my father was born in what was the edge of Poland and Russia, in a very small shtetl.
How did they meet?
They met because my mother's family was looking for relatives, and they had both come from the same small town, and that was how they met.
Oh,
in
so
New York City.
Although your mother was born here, her family then.
Right. And then they came to Pittsburgh as newlyweds because there were some other relatives here, and they were in the grocery store business, and my mother and father then established residence in the Strip District.
Is that where the store was?
And that's where the store was, and that's where I was born, the fourth of five children. I have four brothers, and all of my siblings now are back in Pittsburgh after having, some of them having lived in other parts of the world.
Before we get to your brothers, and I'm very much interested in hearing about them, what were your mother's and father's names?
Gussie and Max Shore. My mother sometimes went by Goldie, but her formal name was Gussie.
And her maiden name?
Her maiden name was Kirshner. And it was the Kirshner family that was looking for relatives when they met in New York City. She was 17 when she was married, and when they came to Pittsburgh, she had a difficult time because she had none of her own family here. But she developed a very independent personality and was an exceedingly creative woman. Interested, I think of her as a Renaissance woman, because she was interested in everything around her. She was, from the time that I was born, and probably before that, she taught herself to be a seamstress, so that her one and only daughter, who was always too tall for the clothing that was out there, became the recipient of all of her wonderful seamstress ability. And she made almost everything I wore as I was growing up. And that included suits and coats and just everything. Then in later years, well, early on, she also had a great musical talent, and she was the soloist at the B'nai Israel Choir. At the age of 12, she was already teaching piano, even though they really were very poor in New York City and did not have funds for very much, but they did own a piano.
Did she have lessons on the piano?
I really don't know too much about her their ability to take lessons. There were three little girls, and my grandfather died when my mother was about 4 years old. So there really was very little income there. But she had to have had some lessons from someone. But she was very musical and sang it at everybody's wedding. Yeah. And to this day, I know the words to many of the old songs because Mother sang them around the house all of the time. It was a very, very happy home. In addition, she baked. She said that they got through the Depression, that we got through the Depression, because she baked 25 pounds of flour a week. And when I would come home on Friday afternoons, every flat surface in the house would be covered with rolls and bread and wonderful things. And all the salesmen knew to come on Friday afternoon to the door because there were such wonderful things there. Then later in life, she started a gardening. And after she won blue ribbons, it took the edge off, and so she dropped out of the garden clubs, but she always kept a wonderful garden and grew all kinds of vegetables and flowers.
And where was this?
In Penn Hills. We moved to Penn Hills when I was first married, and shortly thereafter my mother and dad did too. But I grew up in East End.
Where in East End?
I lived in several different places, but primarily on Avondale Place, which is near Stanton and Negley, and then on Heberton Street, which is up closer to Highland Park. And spent much of my time at B'nai Israel.
Went to Hader?
I did for a short period of time, enough so that I was able to read Hebrew, but and was so jealous of my brothers who were being bar mitzvah. But unfortunately, I wasn't healthy enough to stay indoors that much, and the doctor insisted that I get outside and play as I was growing up. So I never did go back. But I did go to Sunday school, and eventually taught Sunday school for a short period of time. Rode of Sholem Temple just recently had a program on Southwest District, and that was my first Sunday school teacher. Mm-hmm.
How about your father? You tell me beautiful things about your mother. Tell me about your dad.
Well, I just wanted to finish my mother, and that is that after the gardening, the next phase was art, and she became an artist. Well, she always was an artist, but she started painting, and that came from a visit to an aunt. Her sister had painted for many years, and my aunt painted in a very close, small style. My mother came home from her visit up in New England to her sister and started painting in a very different style, which was very loose and very vibrant and very colorful. And I will show you around the house.
Oh, yes.
And show you some of the things that she had done. So that, and she felt that, she said that over the years she did so many things, such as the sewing and the gardening, but she said the only thing that's really going to be remembered is the art. And this is true because her art is now in the homes of every one of my nieces and nephews and children, my brothers and many of our friends. One of them was taken back to Israel, so we say it's all over the world. And in addition, she did needlepoint. And I'll just show you one. Chairs. And so she designed, every chair is different, but they're all the same color. But she would start with a blank canvas. I mean, this was not a canvas that, wasn't something you filled in.
She designed it.
But you can, before you leave, you can just look here and you'll see what they're all.
You were asking about my father, and my father was very supportive of what my mother was doing most of the time. He was not pleased that he sent a gardener to New England and she came back an artist. He wanted his gardener back. But in their retirement years, he worked in the garden as well and around the house. Over the years, during the Depression, he lost the grocery stores that he owned, and he went into a business in which he sold washing fluid to grocery stores, and that was what he did during the years. He worked very hard physically, but every morning was bright and cheerful, and when you consider that he had five children and a wife to worry about, it was, in retrospect, remarkable that he was able to face each day as cheerfully as he did.
Did they attend B'nai Israel also?
Oh, yes, that's why I said the mother was the soloist.
Yes, yes.
With Cantor Bloom and then Cantor Heiser.
Oh.
Right. And they were very dear personal friends.
Now tell me about, I wonder, you mentioned your mother's brothers and sisters and this sister. Can you tell me just briefly a little bit about them?
My mother had two sisters, no brothers, and she had had three sisters. One died before I was born, and I was named for her. The other two, one lived in New York City, and one lived in New England, and
their names?
Pauline
was in
New York City, and Rose, the artist in New England for many years in Massachusetts. And the sisters were very close. And of course, those were the days when, as I was growing up, that you didn't travel very much, but they did stay in touch. And there were many letters that went back and forth because people really wrote a great deal at that time.
Now tell me about your brothers.
Well, my oldest brother, Sydney, is a graduate of the University of Pittsburgh. And both he and my second oldest brother, Jack, graduated from high school at very young ages. Sydney went on to Pitt and worked on the Pitt News, was a journalism major, unfortunately was drafted into the Army before Pearl Harbor
because he was the right age, and became a bombardier, was sent overseas, and was shot down over Italy, and was a prisoner of war for the rest of the war, World War II. When he was first shot down, he was missing in action, so that we really didn't know what had happened. But he came home, and after a short period of time decided that the GI Bill was applicable in Europe as well as in the United States, and so he went to the Sorbonne for a master's degree.
In what area?
And in
journalism
or literature. And then, of course, made friends over there and took a job over there and lived in Europe for many years. He came back to the United States and worked in New York, and then because he was able to converse and conduct business in French, his company sent him back overseas, and he was back in Europe again. When he retired, back to Pittsburgh, and so we have him here in Pittsburgh now. And he's this last year was teaching French at the CMU All program.
Oh.
This year, I think he's just taking courses, but he's, you know, attends all of the cultural things and lives in Shadyside, so very close by.
Yes. Is
Lovely.
He married?
No, he is single. My second oldest brother.
Excuse me, how old is he?
Sydney is now 78. I hope I get the ages right. It's about right.
About right.
My brother Jack, the second oldest, is also graduated early from high school. Was out of school for a number of years because of a physical disability, and then went to CMU, where he took his degree in chemistry and met Barbara Kramer, who he married, and Jack and Barbara Shore have been active in the community ever since. I think that Barbara's involvement sometimes overshadows the tremendous amount of support that she gets from Jack, but he is an absolutely wonderful person and very even-tempered and delightful to be around. They have four children. None of them live in Pittsburgh, unfortunately, but they are all well accomplished. Their son has his doctorate in biostatistics. They have a daughter who has both a law degree and a social work degree, another daughter that has a law degree, and the second daughter runs a very large home for adolescents in the Washington, D.C. area. So they are all accomplished, and there are, off the top of my head, I think 11 grandchildren. Then my next oldest brother, Abe, was in marketing and has three boys, and one is an artist, and the youngest in the lives in the New England area and is not married. The other two are married. One lives in Penn State and one lives down in Texas.
And his wife?
And his wife, the mother of the children, unfortunately died just a few years ago. He has since remarried and is living back here in Pittsburgh. And we're very, very pleased for him and for her. She's a delightful woman. I've been very fortunate with my sister-in-laws. They have been very close. And then my youngest brother has remained in Pittsburgh. And his children live on the West Coast, and he is divorced from his first wife and is now married to Mrs. Sherman, married to Essie Shore, who is a past president of Ladies Hospital Aid. So the family has been involved. I don't know if I said that my next oldest brother is Abraham, and he is now a computer maven and loves his computer in retirement. He does wonderful things with graphics especially, and has been very helpful to me. And my youngest brother has, he has four children and a number of grandchildren as well. I would have to start adding them up. So as you can see, we have a large family, and it's a very close family. Do stay in touch.
That's beautiful. How about you talk quite a bit about your home, the loving, warm atmosphere in your home. How about the religious aspects within the house, Shabbat, holidays, and so forth?
Well, I grew up with my grandmother, my mother's mother, living with us. So as a result, I can speak a little Yiddish, and all holidays were observed. Some of my most wonderful memories are of Passover Seders and Hanukkah celebrations, and things of that sort that were celebrated in the home. And we continue to celebrate them. They're my favorite times of year. And I remember great fun making humantashen, which we would then send off to people that we didn't think would have humantashen, like my brother overseas or, you know, some other relatives. And we have some relatives on my husband's side that were not Jewish, but we celebrated all the Jewish holidays with them anyway. And as I said, I did attend Hebrew school for a little while. I did attend Sunday school. As I was growing up, I went to Friday night services at B'nai Israel for years because I went with my mother and father since mother was in the choir. So, that was very much a part of my growing up. When I married, my husband had grown up at Rodef Sholem Temple, and at that point I did switch to Temple since he was much more comfortable there. And that's where our children went to Sunday school. And since at that time we lived out of the city in the Penn Hills area, we drove them in every Sunday and Saturday, depending on when they were going to school. And so we went to services every single week without missing. So that's been very much a part of our lives.
Could
Can I ask one question? You had said that your father came from Poland, and I was curious, did he come alone or did he come with family?
His father was here in the United States. He came first.
Do you know what year?
No, I really don't. I would have to go back and get that information. I do have a tape of my father telling the story of how he came. I went to my mother and dad's with a tape to tape some of my mother's early stories, because she was a wonderful storyteller and had a marvelous memory for detail. And my father insisted on telling his story. And that was what we got that night. And I was so pleased, because we wouldn't have gotten it after that. But he came when he was 13 years old and brought with him an 11-year-old sister. The two of them traveled alone. They had to sneak out of the country, went to the boat, were told at the boat that the ticket didn't go through, had to sneak back into the country and go home, then came out again and were able to actually come. But this was a 13-year-old bringing an 11-year-old.
Is his mother and other siblings stayed there?
Everyone came eventually to the United States except the oldest brother, who was taken by the Tsar and sent to Siberia. And just 2 years ago, my brother Jack tracked down that family and has now been to Russia twice to visit with them, and brought them to the United States. Brought a cousin and his daughter to the United States from Siberia, and has a wonderful tape of that first visit. He has some tape of the second one, but it hasn't been edited yet, because this just happened. They were just over there, Barbara and Jack. Excuse me. Make sure that...